Information highways, cyberspace, and the transparent library are probably one and the same in many cases. It's more a question of degree and expression than anything else. And as to where they're taking us, well, the answer might be nowhere as much as everywhere. Confused? Don't be. In simple terms, all these expressions are terms for the ability of an individual to sit in one place with his or her computer and travel metaphorically rather than literally to meet, exchange ideas and information with other people all over the country and all over the world. And this isn't pie-in-the-sky concepts we're talking about. The Alcohol and Other Drugs Council of Australia is creating a transparent library by linking electronically 25 specialist drug and alcohol collections around the country. Chief Librarian with the Council is Peter McCormack.
There's a range of alcohol and drug libraries around Australia, and each one of them has a particular strength, and their collections reflect the sorts of work that they do and the kinds of client groups that they serve. And what we want to do is try and bring all of those specialities together. For instance, one of our members is the health education unit at Sydney University, and they've got a particular strength in their library and their information service in education programs for drug and alcohol education at various levels. And what we're hoping to do is bring that information, which is quite specialised and unique, to together with other services like that. The Road Accident Research Unit, for instance, at Adelaide University, has a particular strength in drink driving literature. My own collection, the ADCA Library Collection, has a particular strength in the psychological and the social aspects of drug and alcohol use. So each one of us have developed a particular speciality, and bringing them all together, we can serve better the information needs of our individual client groups.
Now, how are you bringing them together?
Relatively easily, Ray. What we're doing is we're using an already existing technology and an already existing communication system. It's called Islanet. It's one of the business units of the State Library of New South Wales. And what we're doing is, just for a trial period in the first instance, we are... The 11 of the alcohol and drug libraries around Australia are using their own computers and their own software and their own communications capabilities to come on to Islanet as a network. That's the innovative part of the pilot program. We're all coming on as one, as it were, and we're using the infrastructure that the State Library has built up, because for some years now it's been providing communications hookups for libraries around New South Wales in particular, but also around Australia in general, to conduct things like interlibrary loans, to do online searching and ordering for books and serials from suppliers, and exchanging mailing lists and transferring files and things like that, using simple and well-established technology with a personal computer, some communication software, and a modem. And now that Islanet has developed further this facility by incorporating their own computer system. Before, they were subletting it out, I think it may have been to Telecom, but now that they've got their own computing facility, they're looking to extend their range of services, and we're looking at using those kinds of facilities to better do what we have been doing in the past, to do it more effectively.
If you were looking at having all these resources set up, say, perhaps physically with the books and the papers and the cataloguing cards and all the rest of it, how much material would we be talking about?
Ray, there are 25 libraries who are members of this informal network. The network is called ADLIS, the Alcohol and Drug Librarians and Information Specialist Network. It's an informal network. It's been going since about 1981. It's a very effective network, but at the moment it's still very informal. Now, of those 25 libraries, some are fairly large. The one that I manage, for instance, has about 10,000 books and about 250 periodical titles and a database of about 17,000 plus items. So if you take that, it's one of the bigger ones, but there are in fact bigger ones. If you take that and multiply it out by 2025, then you've got an extraordinary collection of material devoted to various aspects of drug and alcohol use.
Peter, are we seeing the introduction of the transparent library here?
Transparent's a nice word, right? And I've used it in this context to refer to the actual mechanism, that is the way in which the information is brought to the client is transparent. That is, it's not visible. It's not significant to the user when they come in to a library or an information specialist or an archivist, and they want some information. How it comes to them really is irrelevant to them in the main. And yes, I think you're right. What we are seeing is communications technology being brought to bear to make information more generally available. It has payoffs in terms of cost benefit. We don't have to reproduce collections all around the place, and it has payoff in effectiveness. And I don't think any one single information centre could claim to have all the information that it would like to have. It's just not possible in terms of cost and even just physically to be able to house all the things they want to house. And there's no need to. And this sort of rationale has existed within libraries for quite some time, and the National Library of Australia has fostered for some time the notion of a distributed national collection where all of us with our specialities and our particular mandates and briefs collect material in a certain area, and when you put it all together, and that is when you link it all together, and this communications facility lets us do this, then you've got what amounts to being the national collection. So yeah, I think you're right. We are seeing this happening more and more.
And I suppose the big thing at the end of the day is that all the members get access to all the material.
Well, that's right. We have been working in, as I said, in an informal way for some time, and as our priorities get stretched, and as we have to find more and more time to provide more and more detailed information services, people's request for information never seems to lessen. We've got to find ways to be more efficient and to be more effective, and this is a simple way of doing that.